We saw in the Gemara Daf Mem Tes on base, but there's a difference if you forget Yala V'Yovay in davening, as opposed to if you forget Yala V'Yovay in benching. We're talking about on Rosh Chodesh, on a regular day of the week. And the Gemara explained, because davening is mandatory. And if davening is mandatory, then Yala V'Yovay is mandatory. And if you don't say it, you've got to repeat it. Whereas benching is not mandatory. Why? Because you are never mukhuyev to eat in the first place. It's true. Once you've eaten, you are obviously obligated to bench. But the initial decision to eat, that was your own decision rather than being a chiyuv. To which the Gemara asked, so what about on Shabbos and Yom Tov? On Shabbos and Yom Tov, there it is an obligation to eat. You have to eat. And if that's the case, it should be that if you miss out Yad HaVayavoy, Yom Tov, or it's say on Shabbos, you have to repeat benching. And the Gemara says, yes, you do. Quite right. We do have the option of saying Baruch Shenosan, etc., etc. That's in a particular case if you didn't start Ateva Meitiv. But if you start Ateva Meitiv, then yes, because you were obligated to eat and thereby to bench. If you didn't say Yala V'Yovu or say, you are in trouble. So you'll remember we started Tosis yesterday. Tosis firstly asks, one second, Rosh Chodesh, you're also obligated to eat, you're not allowed to fast. It's one of the days recorded, and Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, by the way, you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. Tosis says that's true, but you don't have to eat bread. You're not allowed to fast, but you can eat apples all day. It's only on Shabbos and Yom Tov that you actually have to eat bread. So if that's the only day where there is a mandatory obligation to bench. Fine. So the big question became, what about on Sukkos? What about on Sukkos? Because you'll remember that the Gemara says in Masechta Sukkah that besides for the first night of Yom Tov, where there is a special drosha comparing the first night of Sukkot to the first night of Pesach. Besides for that, the Gemara says, you are not obligated to eat. And therefore, you don't have to go in the Sukkah. Tosfos says, I don't understand. What about Yom Tov morning? I thought our Gemara just said that you are obligated to eat. So how can the Gemara say there that the only meal that there's an obligation to eat in the Sukkah is the first night Yom Tov? It's not true. The rest of Yom Tov also you're not allowed to fast. And not only you're not allowed to fast, you've got to eat bread, as we've just said, on Yom Tov. Unlike on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh you have to eat, but it doesn't have to be bread. But on Yom Tov you've got to eat. So if on Yom Tov morning, first day Sukkot, for example, how can the Gemara possibly say that you're not mechuyev to go to the Sukkah? You are. No, says the Gemara, because you're not obligated to eat. But you are obligated to eat. In fact, you're obligated to eat bread. So let's have a look. Look on the last wide line of Tosis, on the fourth line of Tosis, V'tema. D'amrinam b'sukkah, we say in sukkah, I'bo'i ochil, if you want, you can eat. Besides, of the first night of Sukkot, the Yalif Tesvov, Michagamatzah is there. We have a special limud, 15:15 from Chagamatzah. How can that be? I thought we've just said in our Gemara that there is an obligation to eat every meal on Yom Tov, not just the first night. V'yesh loima. Says Tosfos, a rather cryptic answer. The Hochi Pirushai. This is what it means. She'einoi tzorich lechol besukah im lo yirtza. You don't technically have to eat in a sukkah if you don't want to. Aval bishvil yomtiv tzorich lechol. But you do have to eat as a result of being yomtiv. So what's driving you into the sukkah? It's not sukkahs. Rather, it's the fact that it's Yom Tov. Which is, of course, a very difficult concept, as Rabbi Yehuda David put it yesterday, a flowchart. If you are mechuyev to eat because it's Yom Tov, well, then obviously you're mechuyev to go into the sukkah. So we're back to square one. How can the Gemara say that the only meal you're obligated to eat in the sukkah is the first night? What about the first day? Tosfos says, yes, the first day you are mechuyev to eat, but that's only because of Yom Tov. Well, who cares why you're mechuyev to eat? But once you're mechuyev to eat, you're mechuyev to go into the sukkah. You cannot eat outside the sukkah, bread. And that's Tosfos' question. Vimtoima mem nun mem, which stands for my nafkemina. What on earth is the difference im tzarech lechol bishvil Yom Tov or bishvil Sukkos? Why would you make a difference? What difference does it make why I am mechuyev to eat? At the end of the day, you are mechuyev to eat. Yes, it's true. The source of this obligation is because it's Yom Tov, but once there is that obligation, then the flow chart sends you into the sukkah. So how can the Gemara say that you're only mechuyev to go into the sukkah on the first night? It's not true. On the first day, on the first day, you are also mechuyev. So it doesn't seem to make any sense whatsoever. Says Tosfos, no, I'll explain it to you. Umiu Omer Rabbeinu Yehuda, the nafkemina. There is a nafkemina. There is a nafkemina. Kegain, for example, Sheyardu Geshamim. Oh, we know that when it rains, you are exempt from the sukkah. So what happens if Sheyardu Geshamim, the ochlu chutz l'sukkah? So you ate permissibly outside of the sukkah. You're allowed to because it was raining. And we all know the Mishnah, Furshim Mishnah, that once it rains, you're exempt. Ah, so that'll be the nafkamina. Why? The hashta. Im lichvoid yom tev. If the reason why I have to eat is because of Yom Tov, let's say first day Yom Tov. Why am I mechuyev to eat on the first day Yom Tov? Is it because I have to eat in the sukkah? No. Rather, it's because it's Yom Tov. Okay. So if it's lechvoid Yom Tov, shapir. Shapir means everything is fine. I've been mekayim my chiyuv. Meaning, 11 o'clock, Yom Tov morning, I came home from shul, it's pouring with rain, so I went into the house and I ate my meal. I finished the meal at 12 o'clock, and now I see that it stopped raining. Am I mechuyev to go into the sukkah and have another meal? And the answer is, Rabbi Yosef?
No.
You're not mechuyev, why not?
Because you don't, only on the first night you have to eat.
Only on the first night, because the entire obligation to eat on the first day was a Yom Tov Chiyuv. And that Chiyuv I have fulfilled permissibly by eating in the house because it was raining. Aval im bishvil sukkah. But with regard to sukkahs, which means be Yom Tov Rishoy, sarich lachzor. I don't mind that you ate at home. You were allowed to eat at home. Why? Because it was raining. But you've still got an obligation to eat in the sukkah. After the rain will finish, because we learned tes vov michaga matzais. So on the first night, it's a sukkah chiyuv. From then on, it's a Yom Tov chiyuv. Aval b'shar yomim einoy tzarech. But all other days, he does not need to go back into the sukkah after it's finished raining. So Tosfos has told us a wonderful teretz. When the Gemara in Sukkah says that the only meal you're mechuyev to eat in the sukkah is the first night, so what was Tosfos' kasha? Surely that's not true, because the first day you have to eat a bread-based meal, in which case you'll have to eat in the sukkah. And the answer is, not necessarily. For example, it's raining. So it depends. If my chiyuv is because of sukkah, like on the first night, so I can eat in the house, no problem. But once it's finished raining, I've got to get back into the sukkah and eat in the sukkah. Whereas on the first day, it's a yom tov chiyuv to eat, but there's no obligation to in the sukkah. Now, it happens to be that if you're eating, you've got to go in the sukkah, but not if it's raining.
If it's in the first night and you've eaten your meal inside because it's raining and you finished your meal and you benched, then the rain stops.
You've got to go back into the sukkah.
And you have to go, you have to wash again and have another meal in the sukkah.
Yes. Now, again, a meal doesn't mean a four-course meal, but yes, a kibbutzah of pas, correct?
Yes.
And why is that? So it comes out that the chiyuv to eat in the sukkah on the first night is indeed inherently different to the chiyuv to eat in the sukkah all other days. All other days, you've got to eat in the sukkah because it happens to be you're not allowed to eat outside of the sukkah. But if you are allowed to eat outside the sukkah like it's raining, then no problem. Whereas on the first night, you've got to eat in the sukkah, come what may. Therefore, even if I've already eaten in the house, but if it stops raining now, you've got to get eaten in the sukkah. Okay, beautiful taste. Says Tosfos, the hod orina, the perakelu dvarim. Now Tosfos refers us to another Gemara in Psochim. It says there, Mar Brei de Ravina. Mar, the son of Ravina, have a Yosef Beta'anisa. You would sit and fast Kula Shata, the whole year. You would fast the whole year. Obviously, that cannot be literal. Because if a person fasts the whole year, then he will not be alive. So clearly, it's talking about he must have eaten very, very minimally, or maybe he ate at nights. But either way, if it does say the whole year, mashma shahoya misane biyomtev. It's mashma, if you say me, tell me the whole year, and you don't have any exceptions, so it would sound like that this includes Yom Tov. But you're not allowed to fast on Yom Tov, as we've just mentioned in our Gemara. Our Gemara has clearly said that on Rosh Chodesh, you can choose to eat if you so decide. But Yom Tov, you've got to eat a bread-based meal. You're not allowed to fast. So how can Mabba Ravina have fasted the whole year? What about Yom Tov? Says Taisvus, Mefarish Ri, the Ri explains, the Batanis Chaloim Ka'omar. There is a special, rather rare halacha called the Tanis Chaloim, which by the way, nowadays, the Chazon Ish said should not be done. And that is, if a person had a very bad dream, then he should fast. And the Gemara says that he must fast that day. So if he had a bad dream on Yom Tov, then he's got to fast on Yom Tov. It doesn't help to fast the next day. And under that circumstance, you are allowed to fast on Yom Tov. It's the one case you're allowed to fast on Yom Tov. So if it says that he fasted the whole year, Tosfos says it sounds like a rather far-fetched scenario, but that's what it says in Tosfos. That on Yom Tov, he had bad dreams. So that was his permit to fast on Yom Tov as well. Avol, b'shar taniyos asa. But for any other reason, you're not allowed to fast. You can't have a fast on Yom Tov. And as we know, besides Yom Kippur, if a fast falls out on Yom Tov, we push it off. On Shabbos, for example, we push it off.
Not a tanis chalom.
Not a tanis chalom.
Yeah.
Says Tosfos.
Except that you're saying the Chazon Ish has ushered us to do that now.
I don't know if you asked, but he said it's not the custom nowadays. If a person has a bad dream, there is what's called hatovas chaloim.
That's what with a bezdin.
Printed in the siddur with a bezdin or three people, but to fast is not common practice anymore. Says Tosfos, Vesudas Shlishis, I think somebody, maybe Rabbi Yehuda David, mentioned this Shaila. Vesudas Shlishis Shel Shabbos. What about the third meal on Shabbos? Hoya Mesupakri. The Riyu had a suffix.
I can't take credit for that. Somebody else asked that question. It wasn't me.
Maybe Avram asked it. Somebody asked, what will be the halacha of Shalosh Shudas on Shabbos? Says the Riyu, yes, he had the same suffix. Our Gemara said that when we're dealing with a mandatory meal on Shabbos or Yom Tov, let's talk about Shabbos for the moment, because the meal is mandatory, meaning you have to have bread, so Birkas HaMazon is also mandatory. Therefore, if you missed out Ritzei, you're in trouble and you've got to repeat benching. So what about Shalosh Shudas? So what's the suffix? Because on the one hand, it's true, Shalosh Shudas, you do have to eat, but you don't necessarily have to have bread. Says Tosfos, Mefarishri, sorry, Hayom Asupakri, Deshemo, maybe, Ibo'i, if he so chooses, Loi Ochil, Elo, Mine, Targima. Maybe he doesn't actually need to have bread, and he can have mini targima. Targima is some sort of a delicacy or a cake. And therefore, it could well be that actually even meal is mandatory, but bread is not. Therefore, once again, even if you eat bread, obviously you'd be mechuyev to bench, but if you forgot ritzei, then maybe you'd not be mechuyev to repeat benching. Could a pirish Rabbeinu Tam? And this is in fact Rabbeinu Tam's opinion. Could the Amrina on Besuda Sukkah? With regard to what it says in Suda Sukkah, if you have a look there, he discusses this concept. Umiyu, however, Biksubos, now Tosfos jumps to Ksubos. This is a brief tour of Shas. Sukkah, Psochim, Shabbos, and now Ksubos. In Ksubas, Perek Afalpi, in the fifth Perek, it says, Choshiv Gabe Mashre Ishtoi Al Yedei Shlish. The Gemara there is talking about that a husband essentially has a chiv to provide meals for his wife. So the Gemara talks about a particular case where the husband's not around, and he's therefore going to deposit money Al Yedei Shlish with the third party, and he should then take upon himself responsibility to provide meals for this person's wife. And the Gemara says, the Gemara discusses there a system in which you could do this. How much money do you need to leave? And the Gemara says, Shalosh Sudais Mishel Shabbos. It says, when you're making your cheshbon there, you have to leave money for two meals every day and for three on Shabbos. Says Tosfos, Imkein Mashma. Can't say it's conclusive, but it's Mashma de Kulon Shavois. It's Mashma, they're all equal meals. If for Shalosh Shudas you can just have a bit of cake, then you'd hardly need to leave enough money for three full meals on Shabbos. It's really just two and a half meals. So the implication seems to be, Tosfos says it's Mashma, means it's not conclusive. But the mashmos is not like Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said that for Shalosh Shudas, you don't need to have bread. And that meal can be different to the others. But the Gemara in Ksubas does not seem to indicate that way. The Oid. Guess what? This week's parasha, Meirav Rabbi Isai, Kiven the Alfinon Mimon. Because the whole obligation to eat meals on Shabbos is learned from the mon, Alma de Shavois Hain. So it seemed to be that they're all equal. We learn from the parasha of mon, this week's parasha, parasha's Beshalach, it says the word Achila and Hayoim three times. And it doesn't seem to indicate that there's any difference in the third meal than the other two meals. So we've got a bit of a suffix over here in Hilchas Seuda Shlishis, what you have to eat. There's Tosfos. One thing I can say with certainty. Umiyo im ochal Seuda Revius. Our whole suffix is with regard to the third meal. But what happens if you had a fourth meal? The Shochach Shol Shabbos, and you forgot to make mention of Shabbos, then I've got no suffix at all. Loi Hodar L'Reisha. Then you definitely do not need to go back to the beginning. Why? To Vadai, because that's definite. Iboi Loyochim. Because obviously you can choose not to eat Hach Suda Revius Klau. So the fourth Suda is definitely not mandatory. By the way, let's not make a mistake. If you do have a fourth Suda on Shabbos, you are b'chuyv l'irasei. And so to a fifth, and so to a tenth. Any Suda you have on Shabbos, you b'chuyv to seiratei. The Tosfos is saying, as we've seen in our Gemara, it all depends on whether the Suda was mandatory. So the fourth Suda is definitely not mandatory. The third Suda is mandatory. The question is, what do you have to eat for it? With the Nachmina being, what happens if you forgot to say Ritzei? So if you have a look, if you have a Mishnah Brura in front of you, have a look at Chelek Gimel. Open up a Chelek Gimel. This is Hilchas Shabbos.
Simon.
Reish Tzadi Aleph 291.
Tzadi Aleph?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which Simon?
Reish Tzadi Aleph 291 Sif Hei.
Sorry.
Do you have a look in the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Tzadi Aleph Sif Hei? This is the halachas of Shabbos Shulis, and it says, Tzorich La asoisa the pass. Shulchan Aruch says you have to make the third meal out of bread. However, the yesh oimrim sheyochol la asoisa b'kol machol. Some say it doesn't need to be bread; it can be made from any food. Heosui mi echod mechameshes mine dogon. Any food which was made from one of the five grains. In other words, you can have cake as well. Top line, v'yesh oimrim, furthermore, she'yochoy la'asoyso b'dvorim she'malafsim bohem hapas. Some say it doesn't even need to be grain-based. It could be any food which you'd normally eat accompanying bread. Kibosa v'dogim, avaloy b'peiris. V'yesh oimrim da'afilu b'peiros yochoy la'asoyso. So we have four opinions, either bread, cake, meat or fish, or fruit. Says the Shulchan Aruch, v'svara rishoyna ikka. V'svara rishoyna ikka. The main opinion is the first one, which means essentially one should have bread, challah, matzah, whatever it be, for Shalosh Shudos, Shetzorech La'asoyso B'Pas, Elohim Kein, Hu Sova B'Yoyso. Unless he's absolutely very satiated, let's say very common now in the winter months, if you have a late Shabbos lunch and you still feel very full and you're simply unable to wash and have bread, So there the Shulchan Aruch says, I allow you to rely on the opinions that says you don't have to have bread.
Don't have a second helping of chant.
Right, especially not in the winter. Now have a look quickly in the Mishnah Brura in Chof Beis. There's the Mishnah Brura. Why would you say that you're mechuyev to have bread? Kiven dialfinon gimel sudais. Because we learn the whole concept of three meals. Mi gimel pa'omim hayoim. It says the word hayoim three times, actually in this week's parasha. Would you believe it? Dichsiv, which is written gabe mom. Because it's written the word hayoim three times with regard to the mon, nefutzarech laseise bapas. So al kolponim, that would be the source, but nonetheless, we do see that not everybody agrees to this. So if you open up your Shulchan Aruch now in Kuf Peches, this is now the Mishnah Berurah in Chelek Beis. We're jumping around a little bit.
Kuf Peches?
188.
Sif.
So look briefly at Sif Zion. In Sif Zion, it says, Im Ta'o. If somebody did not mention Yala v'yava in Rosh Chodesh, bein v'yoyim, bein v'layla. So initially, as we know, Baruch Shanosan, Rosh Chodoshim, La'amo Yisrael, Lizikoran, etc., etc. V'hu shenizkar kredem shehizchela teva ameitiv, that only applies, if you remember before, teva ameitiv, v'aval im loy nizkar ad shehizchela teva ameitiv, on Rosh Chodesh, this is the Gemara we just saw, you do not need to go back. Why not? Mipnei she'ein chayev lechol pas. Because you're not obligated to have bread. Kadesh is chayev levarich berkas amazon. So even though you're not allowed to fast, as Tosfos mentioned, but you don't have to have bread. And that's why, if on Rosh Chodesh you forgot Yalav Yavoi, you do not have to repeat benching. Look very briefly at the Mishnah Brura Chof Vov. The Dafka B'Shabbos Uba Yom Tev, only with regard to Shabbos and Yom Tev, the Mechuyev Lechoil Dafka Pas. On Shabbos, where you're obligated, you have to have bread. V'im kein chiyuv birkas amozen is kavuahu b'yomim o'elu. It's an established chiyuv which you cannot avoid. L'chein takinu rabbonon le'ikuvo. So that's where the rabbonon instituted that it absolutely has to be lahazkir, to mention me'ein hamu'ura, something to do with the day. U'kumoy b'tfila aval b'rosh chodesh. Afal gav she'osr lehis anayis boy. Even though it's true on Rosh Chodesh, you're not allowed to fast. But mikomokam einu muchuyev lechol dafka pas. This is mamash what we saw in Tosfos. You don't have to eat pas. V'imkein ein chiyev birkas amozen kavua boy. Therefore, the chiyev birkas amozen is not kavua. Olahachi loy tiknu chachomim haskaras me'ein amura shaloi leikuva. The birkas amozen. If it's not absolutely le'ikuva, meaning If you forgot, it's not the end of the world. Now, there are some other details, but running out of time, so I just want to turn your attention. Have a look quickly in the Shulchan Aruch now in Sif Ches. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Ches, Sudas Shlishis B'Shabbos, Dino Karash Chaydesh. There it is, with Paskin Dao Halacha. The Shalosh Shuvos on Shabbos has the same din as Rosh Chaydesh, which means if you forgot Ritzei, you do not repeat benching. Look quickly at the Mishnah Brura, Lamed Aleph. Says the Mishnah Brura, what does it mean? It's like Rosh Chodesh. She'enoi choyza. You do not have to repeat benching im hischil berkas ha'teva amitiv. Why? Lefi she'yesh oimrim, because some say that Suda Shlishis ain't a tzarech pas. Va'af she'en divrehem ikka. And even though that's not the main opinion, as we just saw, k'moysha kosav ha'shulchan aruch v'siman reish tzadi alef sif hei. But you cannot ignore the other opinions. Mikol Mokoim, Yesh Lochush Ledivrayim. One does have to be concerned with the other opinions. Shalai Lichknois Lesophic Bracha Levatola. We don't want to now take the risk of saying a Sophic Bracha Levatola. At the end of the day, there definitely are some opinions that say you do not need to have bread, albeit that's not the main opinion. In which case, it turns out that Ritzei in Shalashudas is not Le'ikuva. And that, Rabbeisai, is halacha lemaisa. If you forget Ritzei Friday night or Shabbos morning, you've got to repeat benching. If you forget it Shabbos Shudas, you do not. So Tosfos had a suffix about it, but the Shulchan Aruch has clearly paskened that you do not need to repeat benching if you forget Ritzei during Shabbos Shudas. Okay, we'll hold it up here, and Bez Hashem will resume next time.
Okay.
By the way, but there was a suggestion, I think Bernard mentioned it, maybe you could be in touch with the Gro, the Thursday night Parsha Shir, maybe this week or next week over Zoom. So if anybody's interested, then please let me know.
Oh, in other words, we're not going to have it in Shul?
I don't know, I'm happy to give it in Shul, but I know Bernard's a bit concerned, and he mentioned maybe other people are not going to come to the Shul if it's in the Shul.